I agree with Mr. King that the Lieberman-Collins bill is excellent.
California Democrat Jane Harman apparently concurring with her Republican colleague in the House Homeland Security Committee, Peter King of New York, on Senate Bill S-3480, which received its first hearing in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on Tuesday.
He and I have been talking about this. I've also talked to the chairman about it, and I just want to tell Mr. King that I do plan to co-sponsor the bill with him.
Gently, Eddie, yield for 1 second.
Sure. Should
I be the lead co-sponsor on your bill?
Did I just hear him giving me some power over something?
You're getting it. My.
Bipartisanship thrives in this institution. At any rate, thank you. But I think it is an excellent effort. I'm sure it will change as it goes through the legislative process, but it will be a good thing to work with our counterparts in the Senate on this, as we worked with our counterparts in the Senate on the Safe Ports Act.
And with that, Representatives Harman and King announced plans to publicly introduce a House companion version of S-3480, which was introduced last week by Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and his colleagues Susan Collins from Maine and Tom Carper from Delaware. The move has been endorsed by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, chairman of the House Homeland Security Panel, and Yvette Clark of New York, chair of the House Cybersecurity Subcommittee. S-3480 has been fast-tracked by Lieberman and is expected to be marked up by the Senate Homeland Security Committee next Wednesday, the 23rd. It could go to the Senate floor before the 4th of July recess. That didn't stop King from joining Harman and singing its praises.
In a very positive step, the Lieberman-Collins bill codifies the role of the Department of Homeland Security as the lead agency to coordinate the protection of federal systems against cyber attacks and to coordinate with the private sector on the protection of critical information infrastructure. The bill also would empower DHS with the enforcement authority necessary to carry out its mission.
While S-3480 was not the direct subject of the House Homeland Security Committee's oversight hearing yesterday, the goal was still not far from the minds of panel members: improving the nation's resiliency and response to attacks on the cybersecurity infrastructure. Specifically, the panel officially received a report from Richard Skinner, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, on continuing shortcomings at U.S. CERT, DHS's Computer Emergency Readiness Team.
Over the last 4 years, over the last 5 years, U.S. CERT has had five directors. And in our opinion, we think that, in fact, can impede and, is in fact, is impeding our ability to move forward. Without the leadership to direct our strategic plans and guide our day-to-day operations, it's going to slow us down. The second thing is the investment of resources. It was not until 2008 did the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security identify cybersecurity as a top priority. Now, when you interpret that into dollars, it was not until 2010 where the funds put aside or increased to allow the department to build its cybersecurity capabilities.
Backing Skinner's IG report, Greg Wilshusen, Director of Information Technology Issues with the Government Accountability Office, who offers a broad brush analysis.
These weaknesses affect the security of both financial and non-financial systems, including systems that are essential to achieving agency missions. They also continue to place federal assets at risk of inadvertent or deliberate misuse, financial information at risk of unauthorized modification or destruction, and critical operations at risk of disruption. Fortunately, Mr. Chairman, multiple opportunities exist to improve federal cybersecurity. To address identified deficiencies in agencies' security controls and shortfalls in their information security programs, GAO and agency IGs have made hundreds of recommendations over the past several years, many of which agencies are implementing. In addition, the White House, the Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies have undertaken several government-wide initiatives intended to enhance federal security.
Even as they contemplate the possibility of beefing up DHS's roles and responsibilities in the realm of cybersecurity, members of the House panel still found themselves struggling to envision the scope of the problem. Here's a question from Homeland Security Chairman Thompson to Greg Schaefer, Assistant DHS Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications, the man who runs U.S. CERT.
Mr. Schaefer, can you tell the committee your guesstimate of how many times our systems are hacked on a daily basis, if you know?
Sir, I couldn't give you an estimate of how many times our systems are hacked on a daily basis. I can tell you that our systems, like most of the Internet, is under a constant barrage of attack from a variety of known actors.
Minutes later, Schaefer is asked again to estimate hacker activity detected by U.S. CERT's Einstein intrusion detection system.
Give me what Einstein 2 has provided.
Einstein 2 is showing us about 278,000 indications of potential malicious activity at the perimeter of our networks on a monthly basis today with the deployments that we have. That doesn't mean that all of those attacks were successful. It simply means that there's indications of malicious activity 278,000 times on the average month.
Despite repeated questioning, none of the members of the House Homeland Security Committee were able to get a firm estimate of hacker activity from their witnesses, despite improvements to cybersecurity detection systems. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.